This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox. You don't usually think of a wildfire or hurricane as a gift, but following the natural disasters that struck the Midwest and Northeast this year, those who survived say they've learned some very valuable lessons. One in particular, the importance of preparation. But how do you prepare for the unexpected and stave off financial disaster? Here's a firsthand lesson. Back in June, Mike and Sharon Gooley of Paradise Park, Colorado, were forced to evacuate when the biggest forest fire in that state's history blazed through their wooded neighborhood.
Well, we received word the day after we were evacuated that a firestorm had indeed swept through our neighborhood. One of the local news channels had flown over our neighborhood and took pictures. And we were able to see visual evidence that our house was gone, and that was terrible. But the good news was our studio with all of our business supplies was still standing.
It has been 6 months since Mike and Sharon lost their home in the Hyde Park fire, and we wanted to know how they're doing. Mike, Sharon, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having us again.
So the first question has to be, how are you doing now?
Every day is a different day. There are times that we're doing really good, and then there are times that emotionally it hits you, what has happened here. But I'd say in general, we're doing pretty darn good.
Now, where are you living? I know you lost your house and you lost another building next to your house, correct?
Correct. We lost a total of 6 buildings.
Wow.
But fortunately, our studio is still standing. So we've moved into the studio.
How does something like this change you? I know that you talked about that with us initially, but 6 months down the line, I'll ask this of you, Sharon. Are you different?
I am different. After the fire, it suddenly changed how I view things, and I realize some things really don't matter. And it makes me really focus on what is most important.
What about you, Mike?
The big thing for me is I'm going to slow down. We have worked so hard for so long in our business that it's time for me to back off a little bit and slow down. I've been up here on this land 31 years. It breaks my heart to see all those dead trees, but I also know that it's part of a system that will come back.
You had insurance, which you said responded quickly, but in the months since then, have there been other financial lessons that you have learned or any unexpected costs or expenses that you've incurred?
Everything costs more than you think it's going to. That's the big thing. We've hired people to come in here and to do some work for us. Some of it's worked well, some of it's not worked very well. As far as the insurance goes, we are very pleased with the way that all settled out. As far as finances go, we've made some decisions. We've paid off the mortgage. We've paid off all of our credit cards with the money that we got to have rebuilt the house. So now we're basically debt-free, and now we're going to take it long-term to start rebuilding things and probably never get into any sort of debt again.
Now we're taking what other insurance money came through for contents and trying to decide how far we can make that stretch to remodel and rebuild.
Without going too deeply into your personal finances, we would like to get some sense of what kinds of dollars we are talking about.
Sure. Basically, we ended up getting just a little under $500,000 for everything. And that is everything. Then, oh, go ahead, Sharon. What?
Yeah, the money from the insurance company, if you added in the loss of the house, the loss of all the outbuildings, because we lost 6 structures, the loss of trees, and the loss of contents, every single thing that added up in our policy, as Mike said, came to about $500,000.
$495,000 to be exact. But we've already spent about $430,000 of it, just paying off mortgages and debts and surviving for 6 months, paying bills.
And we've just, you know, tightened the belt and we're moving forward and we expect next year things will get back to normal again.
Considering tragic events in the Northeast, particularly surrounding Hurricane Sandy and the victims there, what advice do you have for those people, many of whom have still not been able to put their lives back together?
It's a process. And the only way you can get through the process is realize, hey, today's another day. Get up, put your pants on, and try to stay as positive as you can and just take it one step at a time.
Part of the reason we were so positive before we had support. We had friends. We had prayer. We try to be as self-reliant as we can. If we had lost it all, we could start over tomorrow because what's in ourselves, we knew that we could begin again.
You have one other thing.
Each other.
You have each other.
Sure. And we're just typical people. She annoys me, I annoy her. But life goes on.
Life does go on. Mike, Sharon, thank you again very much for sharing your story with us.
And thank you.
Thank you very much.